This is Echoes of Freedom with United States Congressman Trent Franks.
Hello, this is Trent Franks. I think sometimes it's so easy for all of us to forget what a miracle this country really is. Just the incredible events that it took to bring about the birth of America. Sometimes I think even the most committed cynics would have great difficulty in explaining away the historical incidents that seem to show such a clear pattern of divine intervention on behalf of this nation. One such account was by historian and author William Federer, and it used to be in every student textbook in America until 1934. The account was George Washington at the Battle of Monongahela. During the French and Indian War, George Washington fought alongside the British general Edward Braddock. On July 9, 1755, the British were on their way to Fort Duquesne when the French surprised them in an ambush attack. The British, who were not accustomed to fighting unless it was in an open field, were being absolutely annihilated. Washington rode back and forth across the battle lines, delivering General Braddock's orders. But as the battle raged, every other officer on horseback, except George Washington, was shot down. Even General Braddock was killed. At that point, the troops fled in confusion. And after the battle, on July 18, 1755, Washington wrote to his brother, John A. Washington, these words: "But by the all-powerful dispensations of Providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. For I had 4 bullet holes through my coat. I had 2 horses shot under me, yet escaped unhurt. Although death was leveling my companions on every side of me." 15 years later, after the battle, Washington and Dr. Crahike, a close friend of his from youth, were traveling through those same woods near the Ohio and Great Kanawha Rivers. They were met by an old Indian chief who addressed Washington through an interpreter. Through the interpreter, he said, "I am a chief and ruler over my tribes. My influence extends to the waters of the Great Lakes and to the far Blue Mountains. I have traveled a long and weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. It was on the day when the white man's blood mixed with the streams of our forest that I first beheld this chief," and he pointed at Washington. "I called to my young men and I said, 'Mark yon tall and daring warrior. He is not of the Redcoat tribe. He hath an Indian's wisdom, and his warriors fight as we do. Himself alone is exposed. Quick, let your aim be certain, and he dies.' Our rifles were leveled, rifles which but for you knew not how to miss. 'Twas all in vain. A power mightier far than we shielded you. Seeing you were guarded by that special guardianship of the Great Spirit, we immediately ceased to fire at you. I am old and shall soon be gathered to the great council fire of my fathers in the land of shades. But ere I go, there is something bids me to speak in the voice of prophecy.' And then he pointed directly at George Washington and said, 'Listen, the Great Spirit protects that man and guides his destinies. He will become the chief of nations, and a people yet unborn will hail him as the founder of a mighty empire. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven and who can never die in battle.' I would submit to you once again, ladies and gentlemen, that America was no accident. This is Trent Franks. Thanks for listening."
For a copy of this presentation, go to dafpack.com. That's DAFPAC.com. Paid for by Defending America's Future.